I think kindness is a way of being.
Most things that are done out of kindness is basically done out of love.
I think it's a behavior, a skill. It's glue. It's essential.
Kindness.
Tonight, an act of kindness at a rental car company in Tulsa goes just viral.
One really big random act of kindness.
Kindness is caring enough about others that we treat them with gentleness, graciousness, and generosity.
New tonight, a police officer's random act of kindness isn't going unnoticed.
Good and generous and sacrificing.
Once you start being kind to people, they feel better and it just spreads.
Here at The Takeaway, you've been proving to us that there's more than enough kindness to go around.
Hi, I am Danae. I live in Koreatown, Los Angeles, and Koreatown is very difficult to park in. The nice thing that I would like to report is a neighbor who, every time she travels, she allows us to use her garage, which is something that she totally doesn't have to do, but it makes such a huge difference, and we really appreciate her.
Danae Pointer was one of many listeners who came forward to nominate someone for our series, America the Kind. So we reached out to Danae and her neighbor slash parking angel, Kelly Sharbaugh. And while the gesture of sharing a garage space may seem small, Danae told me it's anything but.
With our building, we have one parking spot that's designated to our particular unit, but that means that for either my partner or myself, one of us, we draw the short straw and are stuck doing the daily drive around trying to find that spot. You have to time your day accordingly, because if you're not home by 5 o'clock, 4:30, then it's a very high likelihood that you could be stuck parking and spending $30 overnight at one of the local overnight garages or parking 8 blocks away, which has happened many times. I think we've spent around $700 collectively in the past year in tickets, and that's probably on the lower side. I know Kelly, I think you said you spent around $1,000.
Oh my God, so much. Well, yeah. I'm not a morning person, so if I ever park in a meter, it's like, you know what, I'll get a ticket. I don't want to wake up right now.
No, that's it. So it takes a lot of time and brain space to figure out the conundrum that is parking in our particular neighborhood.
But, Danae, you had a little bit of a savior here.
I came home one day and I had a note on my door from my neighbor Kelly, who I don't think I even knew Kelly's name. But one day I returned home and Kelly had left a note saying that she was going out of town. And she said, you know, I'll be gone for a week. You guys can totally use our spot. And here's my cell phone number. If you ever need anything, let me know. And it was like, oh my God, I don't know this person, but I love her. And it's funny, my partner had actually seen Kelly a lot more and had, you know, conversated with her. But through that note, I launched the group text. And, you know, sure enough, every time Kelly's gone, which she travels quite a bit, she is our local neighborhood savior. So,
well, that
very
is
grateful
a,
to her.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty big, big deal, Kelly. What was the impetus behind that note, deciding that you were going to leave that for your neighbor, Danae?
You know, I ran into Dom a couple times walking my dogs, and he was just, like, so happy and, like, so, like, you know, wanting to have a conversation. And I was like, that's so nice to have that neighborly vibe. And I've lived in the building for, like, 4 or 5 years, and I don't have that with a lot of the other neighbors. So I was like, wow, like, he's just going out of his way to just, like, say good morning to me. I was like, I felt better after the conversation. I was like, maybe I can, like, reciprocate and, like, add something to his day.
I have a great boyfriend.
It sounds like you all have established a friendship.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have you learned anything, either one of you? Have you learned anything from this moment?
I mean, for me, I can speak that it's kind of showed me, like, just to slow down a little bit and just be more present and, like, the day-to-day, even if that just means, like, walking by your neighbors and, like, engaging a little bit. Because we're also used to just, like, looking down at our phones. So maybe just, like, look up and, like, just see what's there.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Like I said, I didn't really know Kelly before this moment. Like, the quintessential neighborly activity, leaving a note on somebody's door. But, you know, it doesn't take a lot of effort to reach out, say hi, leave a note. be present. So it's something that I want to start incorporating more into my activity with my neighbors. And I feel like I'm getting to know people a bit more in the community. So I'm excited about kind of opening that up and passing that baton and spreading that love to other people where we live.
Well, Kelly and Danae, thank you so much for spreading kindness.
Thanks,
Tanzina.
That was Danae Pointer and Kelly Sharbaugh, neighbors turned friends in Koreatown, Los Angeles. You can see the other stories in the series so far at thetakeaway.org/AmericaTheKind and share the Good Samaritan in your life on Twitter with the hashtag AmericaTheKind.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.